Rabbi Israel Friedman, Parshas Kedoshim.
Some five as well.
Everyone comes out very, very well. The only thing is that it's a difference.
This week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of Ohava Tolereyecha Kamoicha, famous mitzvah, Omer Bekiva, Ohava Tolereyecha Kamoicha, Zeklal Gudoil Batoire. So it's a Dova Be'itoi to speak a bit about the Gedurim of the mitzvah of Ohava Tolereyecha Kamoicha.
What happens on?
How one is makayim this mitzvah, and what exactly are the parameters of this mitzvah, which isn't actually so well known. It's a dover beitoy as well, because you may have sfira in this man when one has to be marve na havas yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevumos in the Samach Beis, shnei musa elef zigim tamidim hoi lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, Vekilam, Maisi, Beperek Echod, and they were all nifta in the same time, Mepneshlo, Nohagi, Kovoid, Ze, Loze. They didn't have the right covered one for the other. Tuna, Kilam, Maisi, Mepesach, Vadatzeres. And they were all nifta now in the days of Sfiris Oimer from Pesach till Shavuos. Because of this, Paskins, the Tola, Alucha, as the minig is that we don't make any chasnas during Pesach and Shavuos. Mahagi b'chola makoyim shalisa isha ben Pesach latzeres v'loy laharbois besimcha shabois is man meisi talmidei Rebbe Kiva. In Medrash Rabba in Kehelis, Perek Yidalef, stated after the 12,000 pairs were nifta and Rebbe Kiva had his new talmidim, he told them, Harishonim loy meisi ele b'nei shahoysa einayim tzura b'toyra ze leze. The reason why the first Talmidim were all nifta was because einayim tzura ze leze, the mishpagint, one the other. Atem loy tiyikein, you shouldn't be so. Miyad omdi molikol erz yisrul toyra. Therefore Dafki was Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva understood how important is the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha, that he came along and he said, Zeklal Gudal Batori, you can have 12,000 Talmidim, aber oib sefeltim Ahavas Yisroel, is nothing will remain. In order to learn Torah, to be Mekan the Torah, a Tanai Koidim is Ahavta Recha Kamoicha, Zeklal Gudal Batori. The Chidu writes, that's why Bimei HaOime, a person has to be Marba, writes the Chidu, Bimei ha'oimer tzuruch lizur b'yoseh b'avoydes Hashem b'toyre mitzvus e befrat b'inyan sinas chinam tzuruch ledaktik b'yoseh. Especially the avoid of the mei ha'sfira is a person has to work upon himself to be marbe in a harvest yisruel and to remove any sinas chinam. Ki yodani ma'hoi le'talmidei Rebbe Kiva b'in Pesach latzeres. We know fully well what happened to these 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Is therefore this is the avoda in the Yemei HaSfira. The Bnei Yisoscha writes in the Sfira is 49 days. And the Mishnah says in others in this week's Peretz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Tzei Re'i Eizah Derech Yeshura Sheyuvah Ha'odam. And Rabbi Luzer ben Aroch said, Lev Tov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Roya Ani as Divrei Rebbe Lezer ben Aroch midivreichem, shebachal devura vidivreichem. As Lev Tov is the most important midah of all the midahs. Says the Bnei Yisoscha, the gematria of Lev Tov is 49. During the 49 days of the Torah of the Omer, a person has to work upon himself to achieve this madrega of being a Lev Tov, a Gitah Hatzlucha, a Gitah Yemen, to be happy with somebody else's Hatzlucha. So this is a double Be'itoy, the richtig is man to speak about the mitzvah of ahavato l'reicha k'moicha. The question is, how is one mekayim this mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of ahavato l'reicha k'moicha? It's a very tall order to tell somebody, you know, that you've got to give away something that you want to somebody else. A person's about to book himself a holiday. There's only one spot left at a gewaltiger price. And his friend also wants it. Only one of the two can take it. The Torah is telling you, love your friend as much as you love yourself. Does it mean therefore you've got to give it away to him, to let him take it? You want to buy a new car and he wants to buy the same car, so only one car at a special reduced rate. You've got to let him take it. Is that what the Torah means? Zug the Ramban as follows. In the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, when the Torah writes these words, you should love your friend as you love yourself, it's a hafloga. It's an exaggeration. You cannot expect, says the Rambam, a person should love another person exactly in as much as he loves himself. It's an exaggeration. In Nishnah Dei, Frek the Ramban, the Gevaldige Kasha, there's a Gemur in Mesechtas Bob Metzia and Perik Eze Neshech. The Rebbe Kiva comes along, Bu Rebbe Kiva, the limit, Chayechu Koidmin. The Gemur brings the Machloikis. What happens if two people are going in the wilderness and there's only one bottle of water to share between them and there's not enough and only one of them can make it? Dorish Ben Petira said Ben Petira to Santa Chiddish that rather both of them should drink. They should both bring the bottle and neither of them will make it out of the wilderness and they both die. So the Gemara, Ad Shabu Rebbe Kiva Belimit Chayecho Koidman. Rebbe Kiva says, no, your life comes before somebody else's life. If it's your bottle of water, you should drink the bottle of water, although through that you're going to be causing that your friend is not going to make it. Freik the Ramban, Gevaldike Kasha, Steer Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is the one who said, "V'ahavta recha kamoicha ze klal gudol b'toira." This is a direct contradiction with Rebbe Kiva tells us, "Chayecha koidmin." Elamai says the Ramban, from this I see that when the Torah writes, "V'ahavta recha kamoicha," it's not to be taken literally. It is derech hafluga, it's an exaggeration. El tzivsa Torah, sheyehav chaveir b'chol inyan kashyez nafshe b'chol atoiv. You should love your friend, help him, do things for him, do as much as you can for him. But it doesn't mean literally to love him komoicha, exactly as you love yourself. So therefore, according to the Ramban, if there's only one holiday left, there's only one car left, there's only one item left, chayecho koidmin. You come before anybody else. Avada, try and help him, see to what you can to do. But it doesn't mean that he's got to be komoicha, literally like yourself. However, let's see if this is agreed by all the mafoshim. We have again in this week's parsha, in this week's perik, I'm sorry, in perik base of Ovis, Reb Yosi Oima, Yehi Momoin Chavercho Chovev Alecho Kashocho. That your friend's mummy should be as precious to you as your own. Just like you don't take any liberties with your own money, so therefore with somebody else's money, you grant it as if it was your own money. Is this a Middas Chassidus or is this a Halacha? The Rambam, in the sixth Perek of Hilchas Deis, brings this Mishnah down la Halacha. Mitzvah al kol udam lev is kol echav v'echav misul kegifoy. There's a mitzvah to love every single yid in klasul as you love yourself. Shenema v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Leficha, therefore, tzuch l'sape b'shuchoy, you have to speak well about other people. And you have to be worried about his own money as you worry about your own money. And as you want that you should be regarded favorably. Somebody enjoys Vienna's downfall. From the words of the Rambam seems that he's understanding this Mishnah kipshitoi. As a part of the mitzvah, writes Rambam clearly, you have to worry about another person's money as you worry about your own. And similarly, the Rambam, in Hilchos Malveh Loiv, in the first page, writes also that if somebody borrows money Reuven goes to Shimon and says, I want to do a particular investment. I want to borrow from you £50,000 for an investment. And Shimon lends the money to Reuven. Reuven doesn't have now the right to say, you know what, actually I'm not going to use it for that investment, I'm going to use it for something else. I'm going to make an extension on my house, or I'm going to do a different type of business deal. Why not? He's borrowed the money. Now what's the difference what he uses it for? Says the Rambam, Sivi chachomim yehei mumen chavarecha chuvav alecha shulcho. You will lend this money on the express purpose for this particular investment. You haven't got now the right to say, you know, I'm going to divert it and use it for something else. Why? Because Yenim's money you've got to regard as if it's your own. Don't take any gambles, any risks with somebody else's money. Again, you see, it could also be, but here we speak about mitzvah hafrechom, sivi chachomim. The Rambam quotes our Mishnah, tzivi chachomim, chazal mitzav, this is a tzivi, this is a chiyiv, that you have to worry about Yenim's money like it's your own. We're speaking specifically about the Indian of being kamoicha, like your own. Similarly, the Chinuch, in this week's Pasha, when he quotes the mitzvah of Ahavterecha Kamoicha, he writes that the mitzvah is, Lev kalechot miyisul ahavas nefesh. You have to love every single yid. Kaloimah shenachmol al Yisrael val memoinoi. You should worry about him, about his money. Kamoishudum choymol al asmoi a memoinoi. So you see clearly that the Rambam in the Chinuch are not maskim to the Rambam. The Rambam said, Vahavterecha Kamoicha was an exaggeration. Doesn't mean literally. Help him, see what you can do for him. Doesn't mean literally. Comes along, however, the Tashbats from the Gedoy Lishonim. He's got a parish of pick-overs. And when he quotes this Mishnah, Yehi Momen Chavarecha Chovav Alecha Keshucho, he writes, Zermidarkei HaChasidus. It doesn't mean it literally, the Mishnah. Darkei HaChasidus Shlo Yireh Hefresh Bei Momen Chaveil Mamoinu. The Rambam in Hilchos Malveh Loiva said, Tzivi Chachomim, the Chomim HaMetzavigur, and you can't change your money for which you were lent, because Tzivi Chachomim, the Chazal made the Tzivi, a Takuna. The Tashbah says, no, it's Lishkin Tzivi, but Darkei HaChasidus, it's the correct thing to do. It's Lishkin Chiyah. Now, if we look in the Mugen Avrom, in Simon Kif Nivov, in Shulchan Aruch, after a person finishes davening, Simon Kif Nivov tells the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should go out to work. A person should go out to work because kol torah she'einim ha'melucha soifa b'teile b'gereres oven. So simen kif nivov is the halukhas of masa in matan. In the Mugen Avrom, in that simen, the simen kif nivov, quotes various halukhas, various hanhugas, how a person should behave, business ethics, how a person should conduct himself in his business. And the Mugen Avrom quotes this Rambam in the Hilchos Deis, which we mentioned before, about v'ahavterecha kamoicha, that the Rambam says you have to love every single yid like yourself. And he quotes the entire Rambam from beginning to end. But most interestingly, for some reason, the Mugen Avrom deliberately leaves out a few words in the middle. The words of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a person's mechuyev luchos al momen chaveiroi kamoishi chos al momen asmoi, because that's part of v'ahavterecha kamoicha, the Mugen Avrom leaves that out. He quotes the entire Rambam, but that sentence, most interestingly, he leaves it out. Now, why should the Mugen Avrom have left out those words? Comes along the Mashur, and the Mashur says, Ayin Mashur, Shabbos Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Shabbos, we all know the Gemara in Shabbos, that this Ger came along to Shammai, and then he came to Hillel, and he asked, Gareini al Regel Achas. Please, I want to become a Ger, I'm standing on one foot. And Hillel Azukin told him, Ma desonach loch lechavrecho loy savit. Don't do to others what you don't like being done to yourself. Freik the mashudotn e gewaldige kasha. Why did Hillel say to him in the negative, what you don't like, don't do to others? He should have said, you want to know what the Torah is? Didn't say that. He said, well, you don't like it. Comes along the Mashal and he says, don't tell me because this is the Aramaic translation. Because if you look in the Targum Unclus translates, you should have pity on your friend like you have pity on yourself. Have rachmunas. So why does Hillel say, Ma the song chol chavachol savid? Says the Mashal, from these words of Hillel, I understand. Hillel was explaining to the Ger Tzedek What is the mitzvah of ahavat al-reich kumoicha? And he told him, the mashmalei, lo aira ela b'chi ha'gavna de lo sase. The gabay s'ksiv lo sikim lo sitoim. You know what means ahavat al-reich kumoicha? Don't shep another yid. Don't say something bad to him. Don't be horrible to him. Don't be mean to him. Don't do something negative to him. Why? Because where's the mitzvah of ahavat al-reich kumoicha written? The Torah says, lo sikoim v'lo sitoi. Don't take revenge. Don't be nasty to another yid. Why? Says the Mashul, Hillel understood from the Pusik. The Pusik is telling us, you know what means v'ahavta al kamoicha? I want to be nasty to somebody else. I want to do something mean to him. I want to chepe him. Says the Torah, don't chepe him. Don't be nasty. Don't be mean. V'ahavta al kamoicha. Therefore, says Hillel, this is the meaning of this love, of this mitzvah, v'ahavta al kamoicha. Don't be mean. However, v'ahavta al kamoicha is not written anywhere. I've got to help another yid. I've got to be kind to him. V'ahavta al kamoicha is merely telling you, ma the son aloch lechavrecho loy tzavid. Aber legabe lasis le toive, sub de mashu, loy ka'oma v'ahavta al kamoicha, kedomrinon chayecho koidman. Again, like the Ramban says. So the mashu quotes this, the Prima Gudin quotes this mashu as an explanation. Why did the Mugen Avraham deliberately omit these few words from the Rambam? The Rambam Paskin Hilchos Day is that the mitzvah of a harvest soul is to help him and to be kind to him and to be chos al memoyni kimoshi chos al memnasmoy. The Mugen Avraham deliberately left out these words of the Rambam because the Mugen Avraham understood, like the Mashur says, that is not the mitzvah of a harvest recha kamoicha. Reb Meir Arik from the Gresta Ga'onim 100 years ago, he's got a sefer, Imre Yosha, and in his Sefer Imre Yosha, he quotes the Ramban al Torah, which we started off with, that the Vahavra Chmoich is Derech HaFluga. So both of them come along, the Prima Kudim Rebbe Arik, that they both explain to us the Mugen Avraham is Choylik on the Ramban, and Be'emes Kimtos Asadu a Groisa Machloikis Rishoinim. So in understanding what is the mitzvah of Vahavta Lerecha Kamoicha, on one hand, we have the Ramban, who is also quoted by the Torah, Allah Torah, the Torah has got a Sefer Torah Oruch. You have the Ramban, the Torah, the Tashbats, the Mugen Avraham, the Mashur, loves chat in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoich is only merely, don't be nasty, don't do something bad, don't be negative to somebody else. I've got no chiyuv to come along and be kind to him, to be nice to him, to be mevater to him. That's not the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoich. The mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoich is just merely, don't shepherd him. On the other hand, we have the Rambam, says very clearly, Nishtazoi, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha means literally, you have to be kind, to be nice, to help, to see, to do what you can. That's the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. Interestingly, if we look in the Mishnah Brira in Siman Kif Nin Vov, the Mishnah Brira quotes the entire Rambam, not like the Mugen Avraham. The Mugen Avraham deliberately left out those few words. The Mishnah Brira, however, quotes the entire Rambam. A person's mechiyev to be chos al mumen chaverik kimoshi chos al mumen atmoy. I see that the Mishnah Brira is not agreeing to the Mugen Avraham. He's learning the halacha is like the Rambam. And this is Mevi'ah, this is the Chofetz Chaim l'shitusoy. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a small sefer called Sefer HaMitzvos HaKutza, where he writes a kitza of all the Tariag mitzvahs. And in Parshas Kedoshim, mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha, the Chofetz Chaim defines for us what is the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. He writes, mitzvahs asay, le'ehoif kol echot mi Yisrael kegifoi, shenema, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, v'kach tzurch luchois al gif chaveiroi imamoinoi ikavoidoi kamoi al atzmoi. Clearly, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha is ma d'sono loch l'chavrcho l'esavit. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go out and help him and do things for him. Similarly, writes the Chofetz Chaim in his Akdoma to Chofetz Chaim Shmir's Halushan, that somebody who speaks Loshon HaHorah about another Yid, he's over the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. So you might say, yeah, of course, because he was over mother's son, or loch l'chavrcho l'esavit, he chepped another Yid. So the Chofetz Chaim, no, that's not why he's over. He's over. Over al yedei sipa hazeh mitzvah seh shol v'ahavta recha kamoicha shenetz tavini b'zeh luchos al mumen chaveiroi kimoishi chos al atzmoi v'luchos al kovet chaveiroi ilesape b'shvuchoi kimoishi chos al kvoid atzmoi. And here not only has he not done it, he's done the opposite. So I see clearly from these three places in the Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim learned that the mitzvah of Ahavta Rechukumorcha, not like the Rambam, but like the Rambam, that the mitzvah isn't enough just merely not to be a mazik, but you have to actually help other people. And similarly, as Oyved Gebrengt from the Arizal, it's written B'Shem the Arizal, that every morning before you daven Shachris, you should say, Hareini Mekabel Alai, mitzvah Saseh Shol V'Ahavta Rechukumorcha, that's a skiller. That Yidin holds us together, that your tefillah should be niskabel amalek. I wish they could dictate many sforim, but in the makor where it's brought down, the Shem Darizal, the Sadim don't just bring it down bekitzer. It's written, Reis Reb Chaim Vital, Gam Hizem Morizal, my Rebbe Darizal, was very careful that koydim shachet we should be makabel mitzvah shol v'haflech gemoicha v'yechavein lehoyv lekol echod misul kenafshoy. You should have a kavuna that I love every single Yid. It's not merely good enough to say, I won't be mazik a yid. Very nice, not mazik. That's not enough. You have to have a kavuna to love every single yid. Similarly, we find the same machlokes in another Mishnah in this week's Perek and Pirkei Avos. Rebbe Elezer Oimer, Yehi kovet chavercha, chovet olecha kishulcho. You have to have Yemen's kovet, should be as precious to you as your own. The Rambam again quotes this halacha in Hilchas Dayas. This is part of the mitzvah, says the Rambam, of mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. If you have a look, however, in Rabbeinu Yoin on his Peshim Sechtas Ovis, he writes, Hilchas Derech Eretz Shuni Kam. This is as Derech Eretz. It's not a Chiv. Again, it's a Midas Chasidus. So we see again, we have this same Machloikus Rishonim. I wanted to bring a Sha'araya that we can see that really Yenim's geld doesn't have to be as chushit to you as your own. The Gemara brings in Masechtas Bava Metzia in Daf Mem Beis, Omid Beis, brings the Gemara that Reuven gave to Shimon some money to look after. And Shimon took this money and he gave it to his mother. He told his mother, please will you look after this money for me. And he didn't tell her that it wasn't his own. And this money got stolen. Now Reuven comes along and he says that Shimon is a pusheya. Shimon should have told his mother that this money was given to him to look after. She would have looked after him better. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a tana. Why? Because Shimon can come along and say, Oma, kol shekein dechia minelo didhini. When she thought that this is my money, tefei mizdara bihi. She will be even more careful. Now, if the halacha is that you can't make any differentiation between your money and anybody else's money, what type of tana was he saying? When my mother thought this was my money, she's going to look after even better. But there's no difference at all. You've got to look after Yenna's money exactly the same after you look after your money. And I see from this that the Gemara took this on as he's Mishkan Pasheya. The fact that he didn't tell his mother that it was somebody else's money, at Git Gitim, because that way she'll look after it with an even better shmira. I see from this Gemara, the Gemara understood, but etzem, there's no chiv to be shoyim at somebody else's money exactly and as much as you would look after your own. The Chazon Ish was asked, Taka halucha lemasa. What halucha lemasa is the gedder of the mitzvah of Ahavta Lerecha Kamoicha? This is brought down in the Sefer, Masa Ish, Divrei Torah from the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish answered as follows. Avada, whatever person does to help another Yid, to befriend another Yid, to assist another Yid, avada he's makayim the mitzvah from v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. But to be over and to be mevatel the mitzvah is only if you do something negative. If somebody asks you, will you help me, can you assist me, and you can help somebody else, and you say, I'm not interested, I haven't got time, I'm not in the mood, I can't be bothered, I don't like him, whatever, I'm not. All that happened was you weren't mekayim a mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. You weren't over an aveira. Was following a mitzvah. You could have done a mitzvah. You didn't do it. But to be over, as over going the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is only zukta chaznish if you do something negative. You do something negative to somebody else. You cause him somehow some type of discomfort, some type of upset, whatever it should be. Then Zug the Chazanish, then you are over. So this is them. This Zug the Chazanish is the gedder of the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. Similarly, Zug the Yosef Shul Natanzon, this is what the Hillel Hazuken said to this ger. This ger came to Hillel and he said, Gareini al Regalachas, and he told him, Ma the son of Lechavacho Lesavid, the Idach Perisha. What does it mean, ve'idach perishas? And mafoshim lan, ve'idach, the rest of the Torah is a perish from v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Very difficult. How are all the mitzvahs, shatnas is a perish from v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? Very difficult. How all the tariq mitzvahs are perish, ve'idach perisha? Zukav yosu sham shol nagus on azoyim. He told, ma the son of chavachol esavid, this is kol ha-Torah. The halacha of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is be'emes. Don't shepherd other Eden. The idach, the other pshat, like the other Rishon member, that pshitoi, that you should help him, the idach, this is perisha, this is a midas chasidus. Avad is a chaylit from the mitzvah to help other Eden, to do things for other Eden. But you are over, that's not the hagadura of the mitzvah, the haftarech kamoicha. The haftarech kamoicha literally means only don't shepherd other Eden. And this is Mavir in a number of other Sforim as well. However, I found in the Savur of the Yisod V'Shorish Havoida, he seems to be choylik on this. He writes, it's a moedik at Savur, it's Kedai once, at the back of the Sefer Sod V'Shorish Havoida, is written about 40, 50 pages of his Savur, the most mind-boggling in Tassan Tzach, and you see this Heilig Yid, the Sod V'Shorish Havoida, what Madrega he was on. So he writes as follows, Kibalti m'ish echod, Rafia Bedika Menis Lepsum. I was Makabal, a particular Rafia which helps for people who have some type of, I don't know, skin problem, some type of wound, something, some type of cream, some type of Eitzah to put on. And he says, he's done it sometimes himself and it's worked for himself. Koshavti Badati. I thought to myself as follows. When I go to the mikveh and I see a Yidi in the mikveh, and I see on the back of his shoulder or wherever his stomach, I see he's got such a problem. And I know, oh, this Yid has got this wound on his stomach, on his back. I've got to tell him about this thing which I was makabel, this Rafia, how to help him. I thought to myself, if I'm not going to tell this Yid, and if he'll do it, it will for sure help. I've been over on the mitzvah, how can I not tell him? I'm made about myself, writes the Sofer Shishavoida. Shahoya Simcha at Sima Belibi Bekir Mitzah Se Binyunim Ka'eli. I had such a moidika simcha. Mamish the Kir Masay Shalanuchas Tfilin Kadoshim. Mamish to me, it's the same if I can tell a Yid, put this cream on your back and it'll make this sore go away. Have the same simcha as when I put on my tfilin. If a hapech, and the opposite, if I'm not going to tell the machmas geis, I can't be bothered, not interested, I don't know who he is, I'm not interested, let him go. Hoyisi oiva al mitzvahs asei, v'hoyisi nernish b'zeh evabu, al bitl mitzvahs asei m'daraisa. If I'm not going to tell him, right, the Sotva Shashavida, I'm going to be punished. Now, l'choyre, according to what we've just said, that the mitzvah of v'hav t'arecha kamoicha, like the Chazanish says, you're only over if you do something negative. But by not doing something positive, I wasn't mekana mitzvah, I wasn't mevatel. L'choyre, why should he be punished? He writes, he's being over on the mitzvah, I say v'hav t'arecha kamoicha, and he's going to be punished. So l'choyre, we see Yisod v'shal shavoida, is choylik on this. Every time a person has a possibility to help another yid, and he doesn't, for whatever reason, he's going to be punished. It could be, however, that even according to the Chazon Ish would also be moided to Yisod V'Shoish Havoida. Here we're speaking about a person sees somebody else suffering. You see this guy, he's got this terrible sore nebuch on his back. And you know, a refia, how he can be helped. And I'm not interested, I can't be bothered. What have I got to do with him? And you just walk off and you leave him and you abandon him. It could be in such a case, everybody might agree, even the Chazon Ish, that here when a person could just so easily have gone and helped the Yid, and just didn't bother, couldn't be bothered, not interested, those highest at Mevatel Gevein Taka, the mitzvahs I say, of the Havrech Kamoicha, although he didn't do anything negative to him, he just didn't do something positive. However, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the mitzvah of the Havrech Kamoicha is Kipshitoi, you have to do something, you have to help, you have to assist. We have to understand, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara and Shabbos? The Gemara and Shabbos said very clearly that Hillel told this Ger, you know what the Torah says? Ma the son of lech lechavach. Lechore, that's very good according to the Ramban, according to the Mogen Avraham, according to the Hashbat, according to Rabbeinu Yoina. But according to the Rambam, who learns V'ahavt Rechel Kamoich is Kipshitoi, so why did Hillel tell him only in the negative? Don't do to others what you don't like doing to yourself. That's not good enough. He should have told him V'ahavt Rechel Kamoich. So the Divrei Shul, Rabbi Yosef Shul Nachmanson, he quotes B'Shem the Chedish Harim, and the Chedish Harim said, and the Chanamah, Hillel, Avada held that is the mitzvah say, is V'ahavt Rechel Kamoich. You know why he didn't tell him? Because you can't expect from a goy, he was still a goy, you can't expect from a goy to have a hasoga in a havto berecho kamoicho. That's something which is way beyond a goy's understanding. So Hillel told him, you want to become a yid, start ma the son of recho lechavecho leisavid. Ve'idach, the v'ahavto recho kamoicho, ve'idach perisha zil gamoy. When you'll become a yid, then you'll become to this madrega of being totally selfless. Then you'll be able to aspire to this lofty and high ideal of a havta l'recha kamoicha. But to a goy, you can't speak to a goy and tell a goy that you have to keep the havta l'recha kamoicha. This is something which is way beyond him. Therefore, this is why Hillel told him, first of all, Ma'adah son of l'chavacho le'savid. Yosef Ginza Yisrael, the Mazayidah from the Chotki Rebbe, and the Tzivan Hamad Dover write both the same verse. This is why in this week's Pusik, in Tashim, the Pusik, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, the Torah writes, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. And the question is, how does it come in? Ani Hashem. Why does the Torah add on? Ani Hashem. How does this fit in? V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. They both write the same yisod. It's not realistic to expect somebody to give up from himself to help another yid, kamoicha, to be exactly like your own. So how is it? Is kamoicha? The answer tells us the Rabbeinu Shloilem. You know when you can be zoicha to such a high level? When you come to the realization, Ani Hashem. When we come to the realization that we're only here in this world to serve Hashem, and my body, and my assets, and my money, this is only an exterior, this is only the gashmis. Oh, but the ikka is doch the ruchnis, the ikka is doch the neshama. When a person comes to the madrega of realizing there's Ani Hashem, then a person can be zoichataka to the level of ohavato l'reicho kamoicho. And Ba'emes this yisod is written in the Rambam. When the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim speaks about having rachmunas and giving stukah to a fellow yid, he writes as follows. Kol Yisrael v'hamil v'aleim ka'achim heim. Ale Yidin, zen azoi v'breeders. Shenema, bunem atem l'ashem elokeichem. Im lo yirachem ho'och al uchiv. If a brother's not going to have pity on his own brother, mi yirachem ulov, who then do you expect to have rachmunas of him? If you're not going to have rachmunas on your own brother, who's going to have rachmunas on him? So you see the Rambam, when the Rambam explains to us this chiv of having rachmunas on a fellow yid, and this chiv of helping, he says the reason is because we are all brothers, as it's written, bonem atam Hashem lekeichem. We're all children of Hashem. So the thing which connects us, the thing which joins us together, is why we are all bonem to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. If you want to know how to love a fellow yid, how can you aspire to that? Ani Hashem, by realizing Hasadua Rabbeinu Shloilem. The Haile Gerishna Gezukta Amoyed de Klamushul, he said as follows, there was once a fellow who was accused of a crime. He was accused of a crime and he was put on trial, and he was found guilty and he was sentenced to death. He was about to be hanged in the public square, and everybody was standing there about to see this fellow being hanged. And suddenly, from the crowd, the guy shouts out, "This guy, he's innocent, he's innocent." They took no notice of him. He's gone through a trial, he's been found guilty, the evidence has been prevented, took no notice. He kept shouting, "He's innocent, he's innocent," about to hang him. And this fellow says, "He's innocent, I'll prove to you, I was the one who did the crime, it was me, I was the one." Oh, he's owned up? Oh, well, if he's owned up, okay. So they took the first fellow off the gallows. They said, "No problem, we'll put you on the gallows instead. As long as somebody gets hanged, it's no difference to us. If you say you're guilty, we'll hang you instead." They took the second guy and about to hang him on the gallows. And now the first fellow starts shouting, "He's innocent, he's innocent, it was me who did it, he's lying, it was me all along." Now they didn't know what to do. It was only one of them, can't be both of them. Didn't know what to do. They said, "This is a case which only the king himself can decide." So they brought they brought these two people to the king, and the king said, tell me the truth, what's going on here? I've never heard such a bizarre thing in my life. So the both of them said, listen, I know my friend so well. He's such a good fellow. He's such a tzaddik. He's such a pure, innocent man. It's impossible that he could have done this crime. And if he's going to be killed, my life is going to have no meaning without him. I can't survive without him. I'd rather be killed. I'd rather die than watch my good friend be killed. Said the king as follows, you know, I'm surrounded by so many ministers, so many advisors, and they're all day long, they're telling me how they're helping me, and they've only got my best interests at heart, and I feel that they don't really mean it sincerely. Each one is only in it for himself. Each one only wants to line the linings of his own pocket. They're not interested in me. This is the first time in my life that I have seen two people who are so selfless, totally ibigegeben, one for the other. Said the king, I would like both of you to become my close advisors. And I want that you should allow me to be part of your friendship, because I need to have friends like you. I have got so many advisors, so many people around me, but not one of them I can really trust. You're the first two people I see that I'm possible that I can trust. The Heilige Rishna Gazuk, V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. If one yid genuinely loves his fellow yid, Zuk the Rabbi Nishloilam, Ani Hashem, let me join in. I want to be part and parcel of your friendship. So your dear, the Rabbi Saruva Gazukt, why is it that when you have, you know, the Shem of the Rabbi Nishloilam, the two yuds together, you have the Shem of the Rabbi Nishloilam? So the Rabbi Saruva, when he was a little boy, he asked his Malamed, when he was learning Chemish, he comes to the end of the Pusik, you have a full stop, you have two dots, one on top of the other. So he asked his Rebbe, why is it that this is also not called the Shem Hashem? You've got two dots. Two dots, you told me, it's the Shem Hashem, two yuds. The Rebbe didn't know what to answer. Why is it dafka zoi and ishta zoi? So Rabbi Shuv's little boy, he said, I'll tell you why. He said, when you have two yuds, two yidden on the same level, they get on together on the same level, so the Rebbe Yishon, Ani Hashem. But when one yid is on top of another yid, then the Rebbe says, leave me out of it. I'm not interested at all. So Lamasa kimt aus, wie es steht in der Poskim, as the mitzvah von Vahavta Recha Kamoicha, zuk de Chazonish, avada alsus metit, everything you do to help another yid, avada person is mekayim, a mitzvah Vahavta Recha Kamoicha, lekila alma. Oiva gevein, you're only mevatel if you did something negative, but failing to help another yid, you're not over, but rather you missed out on the mitzvah from the Havtarecha Kamoicha. In one of the Gedoyle Achroinim, a sefer called Sefer Habris, Reb Pinchas Eliyahu Mevilna, from about 300 years ago, he writes slightly different, and he says in Tosafta Hagdorah as follows. We have the Kasha, which the Ramban and the Mashur ask, L'choyre, the Klal of Reb Akiva, the Havtarecha Kamoicha, the Klal of Reb Akiva, is a steerer to what Reb Akiva said, Chayecho Koidmin. Zuk the Sefer Habris, Asanish Kishim Stira, and he says as follows. The mitzvah of the Havtarecha Kamoicha is made up of two halves. One half is help other yidden. The other half is ma v'son alok l'chavach l'savet. Don't be nasty, don't be negative with another yid. Zuk the Sefer Habris, the part of ma v'son alok l'chavach l'savet, then that's when we say v'ohavta l'recha kamoicha. It doesn't make a chilek if this other yid is a big tzaddik or simple am ha'oretz. He's a rich man, he's a poor man, he's old, he's young. There is never, ever, ever an excuse to chepa another yid. Yeah, mishia, period. That's full stop. V'ohavta l'recha kamoicha. Just like you don't want to be chepered, never, ever chepa another yid. Then that's when we say kamoicha. There is, however, a second of the half of Kamoicha, helping other yidden. Then we have different madregas. Avada chayecha koidmin. You come first. Says Sefer Habris. We see aluch and shulchan aruch. Aniya ircha is koidmin lein aniya yacheres. There are levels in help. I haven't got enough money to help everybody. You help those that are close to you. You help those that are related to you. You help those in your town. Avada, you see, when it comes to helping other yidden, then we say there are levels. It's not kamoicha. But to chepenavi, then there's never ever heter to chepenavi. You can't say, well, I've got to chepen him because I've got to be mean to him because otherwise I'm going to lose out. That's what we say kamoicha. Rather, you should lose out, but don't cause upset to another yid. That kamoicha, that is kipshitoi. So to say for bris, and with that I've answered the kasha of chayecha koidmin. It's no stira. Avada chayecha koidmin, that's for helping other people. But for chepering, then you come first. The Mechas Aluza, he brings down from the Heidegger Rishna a bit la anderevot. Vahavta lerecha kamoicha, you should love a person as you love yourself. How do you love yourself? So said the Heidegger Rishna, everybody loves themselves slightly. In different parts of his body, he loves differently. You have the eyes. These are the most sensitive part of your body. A person's eyes, he's careful. Not only something should never hit them, but even to touch them, one doesn't touch them. One leaves them alone. Afterwards, you have his head. A person has his head. A head is, again, something which is very sensitive. One's careful not to bang one's head, not to, that the head should in any way be injured. Afterwards, you have the internal organs, the stomach area. A person's, again, careful. Not as careful as he is with his head. Later on, you have your hands, your legs, your back. People will give a slap, a friendly bang on the back to get the chava. You'd never bang him on his head. You'd never punch him in the stomach. Bang on the back is an ish gefelach. Thus, Suzuk the Rishna, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. You should love your friend kamoicha in the same way as you love yourself. The tzaddikim, they are the Einei Ho'eda. They are the eyes of the generation. They are the people who you've got to love like you love your eyes. You have to be careful, sensitive to every little thing. Later on you have the people, they're not tzaddikim, but you have the Rushei Hatzibah, the Rosh HaKul, the heads. This again is like your head. Not in the same madrega as the eyes, but again, a bit less. Until you have at the very bottom of the rung, you have the Rishoim. You know, the clippers, the nails, they're also part of our body. But yet, we all cut them off and we throw them away, we burn them. So the Heilige Gerishim, this is the Rishoim. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. The Rishoim you should love in the same way as you love your nails. Rabbi Shem Taka Helfen, we should take al bizoicha to this mitzvah. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Ani Hashem, Omen. Have you looked at fucking stuff?